B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Florida woman who wanted to eat more than her fair share of tomatoes at the dinner table is facing criminal charges after allegedly assaulting elderly relatives who thwarted her grubby vegetable gambit. Katie Jade Gates, 19 years old, allegedly became incensed when she was denied additional tomatoes during dinner at her family's home.
You're eating all the goddamn tomatoes.
Gates' grandmother told police that the teenager began to, quote, throw a fit because she couldn't have more tomatoes at the dinner table.
That's wild that she likes tomatoes that much.
Gates allegedly picked up a water bottle and threw it at her grandfather and a pack of cigarettes at a 73-year-old female relative.
What the hell did I do?
Who was struck in the eye by the airborne tobacco. When confronted about her behavior by her grandfather, Gates allegedly grabbed a knife and began threatening him with it. And I quote, "Mother effer, I will stab you in the effing face."
Over tomatoes?
Gates witnesses told cops chased her grandfather with a knife and poked the weapon at his face. During police questioning, Gates reportedly admitted hitting a relative in the face.
Something's gone wrong in my life.
With a cigarette pack.
I'm about to be murdered over tomatoes.
She also acknowledged picking up a knife and approaching her grandfather, but denied attempting to strike him with the knife in her hand during the argument. She was arrested and charged with two felonies, and she bonded out of jail after posting $18,000 bond. All right, here's one of your money shot stories of the day. A Florida woman. This is Florida woman number two.
Wow, second Florida woman. Right.
Yeah, by the way.
Let's see if it's three names.
Freed herself from a camel.
Oh, yeah.
By biting its testicles at the Tiger truck stop in Gros Tete last week after she crawled in the animal's pen to retrieve her dog and the camel sat on her.
Oh, my God.
All right. She bit the camel's nuts.
The woman's husband had been throwing treats for their dog.
She doesn't even do that for me.
Under Casper the camel's fence Thursday evening before the dog went inside. After the dog began interacting with the camel, the couple crawled in to get it. While inside, the camel sat on the woman, and she bit the animal's testicles to get it off of her.
Balls.
She said, "I bit his balls to get him off me. I bit his testicles to get him off me." The investigation found that the couple had provoked the camel before it sat on the woman. According to Hamilton, they said the camel did nothing wrong. The couple were aggressive. The camel was just doing its normal routine.
Why would you be aggressive towards a camel?
The truck stop located 20 minutes outside of Baton Rouge keeps a camel named Casper and for many years controversially kept a tiger for visitors to see on site.
That's usually where tigers and camels are, right? At truck stops.
Yeah, the couple who weren't identified stopped at the truck stop to let their dog out. Authorities didn't find reasons to hold the truck stop liable for their injuries because the camel was enclosed, and signs warning visitors to stay out are posted every 10 feet along the fence.
I can only imagine a truck stop's a healthy atmosphere for a camel.
Deputies cited the couple for a leash law violating and violation and criminal trespassing. State laws prohibit people from letting their dogs run free on enclosed or unenclosed private property. Pamela Bossier, the truck stop's manager, said the couple should have sought help from employees who were inside the truck stop's 24-hour cafe just a few yards from Casper's pen. Instead, they crawled under a single strand of barbed wire at the bottom of the fence, likely hurting themselves. And once inside, Bossier said the man shoved the camel and used his hat to swat at it.
So where on the list would biting the camel's balls be in your personal plan of attack?
It might be at the bottom of the list. That upset the camel and he sat on her. So,
well, they were
another Florida woman story. For
they
you.
Were provoking the camel.
How about this? A seemingly innocent beauty product gave one Missouri mother a fright after it exploded through the roof of her 19-year-old child's car.
This is wild.
According to Christine Debrecht, her teen daughter left a bottle of Equate dry shampoo in her Honda Civic all day Wednesday. The bottom burst off, sending the aerosol can crashing through her car's skylight. It took off like a rocket. And It blew the console cover off of its hinges, shot through the sunroof, and went high enough in the air that it landed about 50 feet away.
Did you have any idea? I mean, I know that a pressurized can or whatever can explode. Did you have any idea it would have that kind of impact?
No, I didn't think it would be that bad. While most products like these have heat warnings on them, they're easy to forget, she wrote. I just want to remind you and your kids to heed those warnings on products that you may be using. Please don't leave aerosol cans, and especially dry shampoo, as this seems to be an issue with some brands, in your car. I'm so grateful that no one was hurt. She was initially mystified as to what had caused the hole in the sunroof. She said, we thought something fell down from the sky, but the glass was going out, so we knew that wasn't the case. Took them about 15 minutes to figure out just exactly what happened before they found the green can with the bottom blown off. And fortunately, no one was hurt in the incident.
Said right on the can, though, now with explosives.
Yeah. Okay, how about this? In Kentucky, a man is charged. I don't understand this story. A man is charged with violating a county burn ban, among other charges, after being found eating a hamburger in the middle of a growing fire.
You can't do that.
But how are you in the middle of a fire?
Is he surrounded by the fire, or is he actually sitting in flames?
Thomas Saylor reportedly resisted when a deputy tried to pull him out of the fire to safety. A deputy on patrol saw a large amount of smoke rising from behind several businesses. When he went to investigate, he reportedly found a man, later identified as 44-year-old Thomas S. Saylor, sitting in the middle of the fire eating a hamburger.
This is like their other ordinance. You can't eat pudding in an avalanche.
The deputy started to pull Saylor out, but Saylor reportedly resisted, yelling and fighting with the deputy. When he was finally pulled to safety, Saylor allegedly became irate and stated that he was, quote, an American war general of West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, sir. Then please, by all means, finish your burger in the fire.
Carry on, sir.
God bless you.
He also told the deputy that he had been trying to burn leaves.
Okay, so I figured I'd sit down and have a burger in that.
Maybe he made a circle? Like
that's what I'd ask. Could you be surrounded by the flames? But if he stop and think about it, the clock is ticking on you if you're actively sitting in fire eating your burger.
For all we know,
I would eat the burger quickly.
This is his hamburger ritual.
Yes.
He makes a circle, a ring of fire.
Some people have pickles. He sits in fire.
He sits inside of it and eats his hamburger. Saylor was determined to be under the influence and was arrested. Beyond violating the burn ban, he was also charged with resisting arrest, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct.
Think about where you're living, where they have to have a ban on you sitting in fire.
Yeah. And there you go. That's
well, it's a burn ban in general, and I gotta say, I do sort of miss the smell of burning leaves.
I think it's like burning flesh.
No. I never cared for that. But,
yeah.
You know, back in the day, that's what people would do. They would have a, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They still do it out my way.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to.
By county and by township, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Some places you can, but some places you can't.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
On the Warsaw Highway, a traffic conflict ended in a shot with a signal flare cartridge in the throat.
Whoa!
Dude, it's wild. So, according to the press service of the Ministry of Internal Affairs, the district of Moscow, a traffic conflict preceded the shot. Drivers did not share the road, and one of them, angry, ran out to talk with his opponent face-to-face. The man sitting in the car decided to avoid direct contact and fired the flare and then hurriedly left. The cartridge hit the man in the throat.
Jesus.
It got stuck in his clothes and sat there and burned for a while until it was put out. The man needed medical help, and he was hospitalized. I don't have many details about how, but Steve, it's shooting this trail of...
Oh, my God.
Like this jet stream out of his neck. It's wild. I've never seen anything quite like it. And when he eventually walks away, you see blood pouring down his shirt. A friend of the driver turned to the police. Soon the shooter was detained in the suburbs and seized from him an object similar to, it says, a traumatic weapon.
This is how the guy talks now, Preston.
It's got to be tough on the throat, I would imagine. So the owner of the pistol became a suspect in a criminal case under the article of hooliganism.
Hooliganism?
Yeah, that's what they called it. An American Airlines flight was forced to make an unscheduled stop after a male passenger became unruly, punching seats, yelling at other passengers, and smoking cigarettes. Originating in Phoenix, flight 2408 was headed to Minneapolis on Friday when the passenger became disruptive about 1 hour after takeoff. Passenger Jim Dickey said the man began yelling and making threats toward the other passengers. He said he punched the seat in front of him, and the lady was screaming.
Feel free to get up and punch other passengers while smoking.
Dickey said the pilot announced the flight was diverting about 20 minutes after the incident began. The flight landed in Denver, and the man was removed from the plane by law enforcement. Dickey said you could tell by the sound of the plane, that the plane started descending pretty quickly after the flight attendant started to notice. At one point, the man went into the bathroom where he started smoking, adding that while he was in the bathroom, he yelled, "You're all screwed." Some of the male passengers were prepared to restrain the passenger physically. He said the guy right behind me switched seats to the aisle in case things went awry. American Airlines issued a statement acknowledging that the flight was diverted because of a disrupted passenger. Dickey said the rest of the flight was the quietest one he'd ever been on.
Of course. Everyone's traumatized.
A video posted on social media of two grizzly bears attacking each other on a British Columbia highway has gone viral. The rare footage shows the two bears growling at each other, apparently on a highway near Stewart, British Columbia. They are then seen battling each other on their hind legs as they move across the highway. And they're huge, man. As of Saturday, the Facebook post had 1.3 million shares. Meantime, conservation officers said that there was a record number of calls related to conflicts between humans and bears this spring. There were 3,826 calls relating to black bears and 182 calls for grizzly bears this April and May alone. Those figures are the highest in 8 years and compare with the annual season average, which is 2,400 calls for black bears and 82 for grizzlies.
Then a bear in a red jacket stepped in between them.
Just beat it. Beat it.
Are you serious? Then they tied their wrists together.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this I have here?
If you going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
Can you, I mean, the sheer raw strength of those.
Yeah. You know what I love about it, though, is they go mouth to mouth and then just, like, yell at each other.
Well, I mean, but, you know, we know the claws.
Yeah.
The claws
on those things. Yep. Absolutely. The State Department of Public Health has fined three nursing homes for various violations, including a New Haven facility that was cited for cocaine use by residents. Regal Care in New Haven was fined $1,600 after four residents tested positive for cocaine. On April 30th,
Maud in room 7, can I have my cocaine, please?
On April 30th, a resident tested positive for cocaine after being seen handling a dollar bill with white powder on it.
Wow.
And handing it to another resident. A physician's order dated May 3rd implemented several interventions, including room searches every day for 3 days, but the resident's room was only searched May 4th and 5th. The resident who was handed the dollar bill with white powder on it, who had opioid dependence, tested positive for cocaine.
We wanted to pick the right retirement home from
daily room searches were ordered for 3 days, but according to the citation, the resident's room was only searched a couple of them. On May 12th, another resident was found lying on a floor with a large hematoma and was unresponsive for 2 minutes. At the hospital, the resident tested positive for cocaine and opiates.
I was chasing the dragon, bitch!
On May 16th, physician's order called for the resident's room to be searched daily for 3 days, but records failed to show the room was searched. The facility got a call from a methadone clinic on May 18th saying another resident tested positive for cocaine. Now, the resident said the cocaine was obtained from another resident who had gotten it from a nurse's aide. The aide was fired after that.
It's Sodom and Gomorrah at these places now with the sex and social diseases and all that stuff.
They are partying, man. No question. Let's see. We'll end with this story. In Illinois, one person is in custody after an SUV crashed into the Sears at Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg, and then drove through the shopping center. This is like out of the
Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Police said they began receiving 911 calls about the incident. Police said the SUV entered the mall by Sears and Rainforest Cafe and then drove through the common area and came to a final stop in the mall's center court. Witnesses said the SUV crashed into a pillar. Three people were transported with very minor injuries.
Yes, we're in menswear.
Yes,
we're in womenswear.
Yes,
we're in homeware.
No major injuries were reported, though witnesses reported at one point the SUV almost struck a group of children. Police said no one was injured struck by the car itself. A 22-year-old man was taken into custody. He was initially detained by mall patrons, including two off-duty police officers. A guy named Latif Faruqi was sitting in the second floor food court at the time and said that he saw car parts scattered through the floor's center aisle, but wasn't sure if the car was targeting any store in particular. He said, yeah, it was like a pinball going right and left.
Wow.
I don't know if it was like an anger issue going after Forever 21, but that one was the most obvious one that he went through. And then he backed out, and then he moved to the complete opposite side. The driver was taken into custody in a tea shop in the mall. They described the driver as a younger man, possibly in his 20s, said he was quiet, did not resist police during his arrest. He answered the officer's questions with yes or no answers and did not tell officers he was alone.
Did I do that?
And the man appeared coherent and displayed no remorse or emotion. He did not offer any explanation for what he allegedly did.
Top Gear one time did that, you know.
Through a mall?
Yeah, they drove through a mall. It's very cool.
We've always wanted to do that.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.